Welcome to JFK Spotlight on Health. This is where we highlight the groundbreaking work being done at JFK University Medical Center in Edison, part of the Hackensack Meridian Health Network. My name is Joel Katz, and joining me today, this morning, this week, is Dr. Ritu Anand, an endocrinologist and bariatric medicine specialist, board certified in obesity management and endocrinology, and specializes in medical weight loss. Good morning, doctor. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Joel. I'm very happy to be here on this program today.
Yeah, we're excited to be talking to you about it. We're going to cover a lot of topics today, but based on what you do, endocrinology and, you know, work with medical weight loss, can we start with, like, what type of conditions do you treat? What type of patients do you treat?
I am an endocrinologist, as you mentioned, and obesity medicine specialist. So I take care of patients with obesity, type 2 diabetes, metabolic syndrome, insulin resistance, pre-diabetes, overweight, underactive thyroid, Hashimoto's. These are the common conditions.
Okay, so do you, and this is with medication or is there surgery involved?
I manage all these conditions with medication.
Okay.
But I'm part of a center for weight loss where we have bariatric surgeons who advise and do surgery if needed.
So you would be the first person they would see? Because obviously you would
want
to see if it can be treated before any surgery needs to be done.
Yes, that's right. You're right about that. That if somebody needs to see seek advice and treatment for their weight management condition, they will see me first, yes.
Okay, so let's start with when I first come to visit. I guess I would just make an appointment. Would it be with you directly, or you does somebody come from is recommended from another doctor? To
you can if someone wants to see me, they can call our office and schedule the appointment directly. If the insurance requires a referral, then yes, that will be needed. But otherwise, you don't need to have a referral from a primary care physician to see me.
Okay. So you don't need to get a reference from another doctor?
No.
Okay. All right. If I make an appointment and I feel I need to lose some weight and I come to you, what's the first step? I would imagine you need to get my information. But after that, when I first visit with you, how does that go?
So in the beginning, when I see the patient, we check their weight, height, and calculate BMI. BMI is a body mass index, which is a ratio of their weight with respect to their height.
Mm-hmm.
Based on the BMI, which we calculate, we see if the person has overweight, obesity, or severe obesity. Then we check their blood pressure, their waist circumference. Waist circumference is very, very important in management of obesity because when we gain weight in the central part of our body, that is the weight which goes around our organs like our liver, and that is what is responsible for a lot of chronic conditions like diabetes and fatty liver. After that, we take a complete history, which includes their health conditions and medications, family history, social history. We take then during the exam, I make sure that we examine and do a comprehensive, complete physical exam, focusing especially on the signs of insulin resistance and obesity. After that, we talk about their the person's dietary history, their 24-hour recall of food intake, physical activity, their hydration, how much water the person drinks every day,
mm-hmm.
how much sleep they get every day, what kind of social environmental factors are there. Some people, they work in the evenings or nights and they eat late at night. Some people don't get time or breaks to make food, or prepare
mm-hmm.
food or
yeah.
other things. So we take into account all these lifestyle factors and then together with the patient, I develop a plan about how to address these issues and what kind of management options will be right for them to help them attain their weight loss goals. But yes, before that, we also set goals for weight loss. So that is very important.
Okay.
Every time when we work on weight loss, we should set realistic and measurable goals. So we set weight loss goals, and then we discuss how to work on achieving those goals.
So what would, I mean, you're probably going to do this off the top of your head. I'm trying to figure out, like, if I come in and I'm like 275 pounds and I'm 5'10", I obviously need to lose weight, but you don't base it on that. You would do the math for the BMI.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah. So how do you decide what type of treatment to use, whether it be medication? I mean, is it as simple as saying, all right, we're going to put you on this exercise plan, or is there always something else involved?
So what we do is a comprehensive approach to weight loss, which is a combination of diet, physical activity, behavior modification, and if needed, then medications and or surgery, bariatric surgery. So it's a combination of all things. So if somebody comes with a BMI of 30 or higher, then and if they have been trying to lose weight with lifestyle changes, with changing their diet and physical activity, mm-hmm. then yes, we do discuss medications, but medications work best if we use medications in conjunction with physical activity and dietary changes.
What are some of the issues you find when you prescribe a plan and then it doesn't seem to work as effectively as you would expect? Now, you would have exercising and medication involved. Do you find that maybe sometimes they're taking the medication, but they're not really doing the exercising? Like, how do you determine that? How do you know that? I guess you just have to, it's what they tell you, correct?
But that is where regular monitoring and follow-up is important. Mm-hmm. So just starting somebody on a medication is not the end goal here. The goal is to help the person lose weight mm-hmm. and to help them keep the weight off. And for that, we meet with our patients monthly, every 4 weeks, to discuss what changes they have made in their diet and how much exercise they are getting, and if the medication is causing any side effects or any problems, and if they are facing any kind of problems with following this lifestyle.
Now, I understand that even once they lose the weight and they get to their, let's say they get to their goal weight, they're not done seeing you, correct? You monitor?
No.
Yeah, how's that work?
So the weight regain is a very big issue. And that's why even once a person lose weight and get to their goal weight, they have to be very careful. And regular monitoring is very important at that point, so that we can monitor their weight and lifestyle changes to help them prevent that weight regain. There are lots of things which needs to be done after a person lose weight, like they have to make sure that they track their food, track their physical activity, they practice portion control, and also very important that they follow mindful eating, which means that, they pay attention to their hunger and fullness cues.
Mm-hmm. Now, can you, is there an app or anything that people use? Because I know with certain weight loss programs, you say, okay, you can have this many calories or whatever the measurement is. And then there's, sometimes they kind of have a little bit more than that. How do they measure? Because I don't personally, let's just say it's me. If I'm going out to eat, I have no idea how many calories anything is.
Yeah.
Right. So how do they know? I mean, if starting from scratch, if you basically know nothing about calories and fat and everything involved, how do you learn that?
So these days it is very easy to calculate these calories and the carbs and the proteins in the food, because there are several apps which anyone can download on their phone.
Okay.
And most of them, these apps are free of cost. And I don't want to name any of them. I'm not associated with anybody.
Okay.
But there are several free apps to help track the food intake. They also, when you download the app, you'll have to start entering all the food that you eat. So I do recommend that my patients to have a small weighing scale so that they can weigh their food and then enter exact amount of food they're eating in the app. The app will calculate the number of calories in that food. And that app will also calculate how many carbohydrates, proteins, and fats the person has consumed. These apps have actually, they are so easy to use because they even have a barcode reader. If you're eating something which has a barcode, you can just scan the barcode and it will just enter the calories from that into the app directly.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Very simple.
Yeah, that's good when you're cooking yourself, or, you know, like you said, if you get something in a box and you have the barcode. But what about when you go out to eat? How you just have to guess the? Or you're not taking a scale to a restaurant, right?
No, actually, taking a scale to a restaurant is not a bad idea because are very small, discrete scales. They can just fit in a bag or a pocket easily. But other thing is that lots of restaurants now have their nutrition information available online. And I do recommend going to the restaurant's website to see if you can find that information and be prepared to ahead of time. I want my patients to be prepared ahead of time to think about what they will eat so that they know how many calories and proteins they will get in that meal.
Talking with Dr. Ritu Anand, endocrinologist and bariatric medicine specialist specializing in medical weight loss. How do we, the health conditions that a patient might have, how does that affect the different type of weight loss plan that you would prescribe?
There are several health conditions which can affect our weight. Conditions like underactive thyroid or hypothyroidism, it can lower our metabolic rate and can cause weight gain. Then there are conditions like polycystic ovarian syndrome in women, which can affect the insulin level and the distribution of fat. There are several medications which causes which can cause weight gain as a side effect, like steroids, insulin, medications used for certain heart conditions and high blood pressure, like beta blockers, can cause weight gains. Also, if somebody has any mobility issues, like arthritis, that can limit the ability to do exercise and can cause weight gain. Also, conditions like anxiety and depression can affect motivation level and eating habits, which can lead to weight gain. So several conditions are there which can cause, which can affect a person's weight.
So the weight loss plan, the amount of plans that you might have, there's it sounds like it could be hundreds of them because there's so
different
types.
Yes. So in terms of the weight loss plan, as I mentioned, that when we first do a comprehensive history, take a comprehensive history, we do discuss medications with the patients. And if there are medications which are which a person is taking which causes weight gain, then we do try to switch them to different medications which are weight neutral. Also, if somebody has underactive thyroid, then I, as an endocrinologist, I take care of that and make sure that their thyroid is optimized so that it is not affecting their weight loss plan. If somebody has insulin resistance, then we do take care of measures to lower the insulin level so that the person is able to lose weight effectively.
So if someone has an overactive thyroid, could that be as simple the reason that they're gaining weight or the reason that they're overweight, and that just needs to be fixed and that solves the problem? Is it ever that simple? That easy?
No.
Okay. So, laughing. I guess not. I don't know.
Underactive thyroid, it is a hypothyroidism or underactive thyroid. It will, by taking care of the thyroid, underactive thyroid, and optimizing their thyroid levels, it will not take care of their weight loss, but it will not stop them from losing weight now. So if they will work on losing weight, then they will be able to lose weight. The thyroid is not going to be the one stopping them from
preventing them. Yeah. Well, how do these medicines work?
The weight loss medicines, there are several mechanisms. There are several medicines which are available, which are FDA approved for weight loss. And they work in different ways. There are medicines which are appetite suppressants. They work by affecting some neurotransmitters in our brain. And these are the ones which help in reducing hunger. Then there are some other medications which inhibit the absorption of fat from our gut, and basically what happens is that then it prevents our body from absorbing the fat from our food, and that can help in some modest weight loss. And these new medications called GLP-1 receptor agonist, which is semaglutide, they work by modulating the hormones. So these GLP-1 receptor agonist, they are hormones in our gut, and these are the hormones which help in decreasing the appetite and also increasing the fullness, feeling of fullness with mm-hmm. the food. So they by doing that, they also slow gastric emptying, which means that they slow down the rate at which the food leaves the stomach. So the food stays in the stomach for longer and causes more fullness. So they work with several different mechanisms to help with weight loss.
And are we talking about some of the medicines, the ones that we see being advertised now, the ones that everybody's talking about? You know what I'm talking
yes.
about?
Yes.
I don't know if we want to use names or not. If we can use names, please do.
Oh, okay. So these are medicines which are very popular these days are Wegovy mm-hmm. and Zepbound.
Yes.
And these medications are GLP-1 receptor agonists. They are FDA approved for weight loss. And these are the medicines which mimic the hormones, the gut hormones. And they are the ones which help our body, which helps in decreasing the appetite, improving the metabolism, and also they slow down the gastric emptying. And very effective medications, which are available now for weight loss.
So very effective, very popular. That tells me that there are some negatives involved, or are there? Are
yes.
there any, you know, what are some of the... side effects or
side effects?
Yeah.
So yes, every medicine has side effects. So these medicines like Wegovy and Zepbound, the main common side effect is nausea. Some people also get constipation or diarrhea. They can cause symptoms of like acid reflux. Some people may notice some bloating. They can increase the risk for pancreatitis. So I do recommend my patients to avoid drinking alcohol while on these medications. And they can increase the risk for gallbladder stones sometimes.
Now, do you need sometimes treat patients who, let's say the GLP medicine works, but they get a side effect? Any of the ones that you just mentioned, can you then treat the side effect and then everything's good, or it's not that simple?
No, we can, if the side effect, if the patient experience nausea or upper gastrointestinal side effects, which are mild, then yes, we can treat that with, changing their diet and asking the person to eat smaller portions, eat some, avoid eating high fat food. That helps decrease the nausea. But if there is any, if somebody gets pancreatitis, then they should not continue these medications in future.
So it is somewhat of a trial and error. Once they start, if they take the medication and then they get a side effect, you have to, all right, let's try not doing this. Let's try doing this. Let's lessen the medication or more medication. Is that how it works?
Yes. So we always recommend that the person start with the lowest dose of the medication initially that we can monitor their response to the medicine. And then if depending on how they tolerate the medicine, then we slowly increase the dose. Because it is all about, we don't want to start a higher dose and the patient will develop lots of side effects. So we want to give the body time to get used to these medications, especially to the side effects, and then we slowly increase it. That is why regular follow-up, regular monitoring is very, very important. And I see my patients who are on these medicines every 4 weeks and for monitoring.
Now, do they need to take it once they reach the goal? Does the medicine, do you recommend stopping the medicine, or is this a lifetime commitment?
So GLP-1 receptor medications like Wegovy and Zepbound, they are FDA approved for long-term use, which means that there is no, obesity is a chronic disease. So we have to manage obesity just like we take care of diabetes or high blood pressure. So these medicines can be used for long term, and not only they help in losing weight, but once the person reaches their weight loss goal, then these medicines can help in weight maintenance also.
Right. So to these medicines, losing the weight can eliminate the ailments that you just mentioned, right? Like diabetes.
Yes. So Obesity is associated with several chronic conditions like type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, heart disease, sleep apnea. So if we, fatty liver. So even, I can tell you that even 5 to 10% of weight loss can help reverse most of these conditions I just mentioned. Mm-hmm. So it's, we don't need to lose like 50% weight. It's just 10% weight can reverse, 10% weight loss can reverse pre-diabetes. 5 to 15% of the weight loss can reverse high blood pressure. 10% weight loss can reverse sleep apnea. And 5 to 10%, similar 5 to 10% weight loss can significantly decrease pain due to knee arthritis and function.
That's great. So you can, you lose the weight and you get rid of some of the other things that you're not too happy about having either, especially something like sleep apnea or diabetes.
That's right. Yes, very effective. A modest amount of weight loss, 10 to 15%, causes significant improvement in health and these chronic conditions. So it has such great impact on our overall health.
So I think you kind of mentioned it, though, but if someone's on this medicine for a while, it isn't just the medicine. What are some of the changes, other changes that patients need to make, whether it be when their diet or, I guess they're going to be watching their portions, they're going to be exercising. Is that
yes.
Is that the gist?
These medications, they work if the person needs to make these changes in their diet and lifestyle changes to make sure that the medicine is working effectively and they're getting the maximum benefit from the medication. So what I recommend is changing the diet, which means focusing on basically vegetables, eating more vegetables, proteins, fruits, whole grains, watching the portion sizes, avoid eating processed food. In terms of exercise, to make sure that the person gets at least 150 minutes of moderate aerobic exercise and also some resistance exercise every week. Then also make sure that they drink water all throughout the day and they get adequate, good quality sleep every night. So if we can do this in conjunction with medication, then we get much better results.
You said 150 minutes of exercise?
Per week.
Per week. So it's at 30 minutes a day.
30 minutes, yes.
30 minutes a day, okay. That's reasonable. And how do they prevent to regaining the weight? Just staying on the program and keeping up with the checkups, right?
Yeah. So once somebody loses weight, to help them prevent the weight regain, I advise them to focus on the balanced diet. To track their food. So food log. To keep a food log. So that is very, very important because even though we all eat almost similar food every day, but still in the studies it has shown that keeping a food log has really helped keep the weight off. So I do recommend keeping a food log to practice portion control. Mm-hmm. And to follow mindful eating, which we talked about before, is that when we are eating, I ask my patient to just savor the food. And not to eat in front of TV, not to eat while standing, not to eat in the car. These are small things which can make big changes. Also, to incorporate regular physical activity in their daily life and to have a mix of cardiovascular and strength training and make sure that, as I mentioned, that they are getting enough water. Throughout the day, they drink enough water throughout the day, and they get enough adequate sleep every day.
Dr. Ritu Anand, endocrinologist and bariatric medicine specialist, board certified in obesity management and endocrinology, and specializes in medical weight loss. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
For more information, you can go to jfkmc.org, or for a podcast of this show, you go to foxsportsradionewjersey.com or magic983.com. JFK Spotlight on Health is brought to you by Hackensack Meridian Health. Keep getting better. I'm Joel Katz. We talk again next week.